All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Friday, the 24th of May. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Nice holiday weekend. Hopefully, you're getting ready to embark upon. A lot of people probably have Monday off, so enjoy the nice long weekend there.
I'm going to take advantage of Memorial Day sales.
Yeah?
40% off of appliances.
You getting a stove?
You
getting a
stove? Because I'm buying a stove.
That's
fun. Yeah, isn't it?
I'll tell you what.
Isn't it fun to spontaneously buy appliances?
I love it.
When your glass top breaks?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I'm in that same boat. I could, but I just haven't pulled the trigger yet because, like, unlike you, I'm like, I don't need to use that burner right there.
Oh.
Because, you know, when you've got those glass spice jars that fall from a cabinet onto the thing, it cracks the...
Yeah.
A little glass
mine,
top there.
Mine kind of like, it just, it's right in half.
No, oh, wow.
Like the whole thing. Not like a, just a little, little nick.
Yeah.
That whole thing is like, oh, wow. That's completely cracked in half.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, enjoy those blockbuster sales.
Oh, it's
those door
be great.
Busters.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
People are going to be busting their doors.
Yes.
Trying to get in.
We need some free delivery. We need to haul that other one off. I mean, he's 13 years old. It was a good
Listen, you need to, it's a buyer's market.
It is.
I think you need to go in there saying, hey, who wants my business?
Sure.
Instead of saying, I need to get.
Right.
You need to walk in with the attitude of, who wants to sell me?
Sell me the best one.
Yeah.
Who's got the best one.
Who's got the best looking delivery men?
Who's coming at me?
Who's got the best price?
Come at me with everything you got.
Come on. Mama needs a new stove.
I mean, my husband's here too, but still woo him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes attention too.
Tell him
too.
He's pretty.
Sure. All right.
Okay. Hey, play with the kids too. Keep them entertained.
Yeah.
So I can concentrate.
Let them play around the toilets.
Have a little appliance shopping daycare.
Sure. All right. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's all in the attitude, Kelly.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to walk in there. I'm going, I got money to spend in here. Kind of.
I'm going
to. Not really, but sure. Yes.
I'm going to be hanging out. Selling meat tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So
you got the meat sweats already.
I got the meat sweats already.
Wow. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a grilling weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to buy a new grill. You can't sell
meats. Jefferson Mall?
Yeah. You can't sell meats without, like, you know what? I really do need a new grill.
I actually do need a new grill.
See, there you go.
I've had a Weber that, like, one of those old, like, black Weber grills.
Yeah.
That
I got a Weber Genesis.
My parents got as a wedding gift.
Oh, that's
how long that sucker's lasted.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it still works. I mean, it's just a basin and you put charcoal in it and it works.
Okay. Oh, you got a charcoal.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
old school.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they didn't.
I have gas.
I don't think they had the gas back when my parents got
they probably did.
Married.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Wow, it's time to invest. Yeah, look at us.
Look at us. Hey.
Wow.
We're open for business. Sell us stuff. We got money. You sell us stuff.
Wow.
Who's got the best deals?
Who's got the best coupon?
I could do some grills.
Yes.
My girl over here can do some stoves.
Because I cook a lot. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. That's good.
How else am I going to warm up my spaghetti?
Right.
I can't. That's the one thing I can't do in the microwave.
Listen, the microwave, it just doesn't taste right.
And the shake and bake chicken.
It gets a little dry.
But I could grill that. But I shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
The staple.
Speaking of shake and bake, like Talladega Nights, you're going to watch the Indy 500 this weekend?
Yeah,
see, like, I feel it's kind of like Derby for the rest of the world, like the Indy 500 for the rest of the world, where I'm like, oh, if I'm flipping through, oh, yeah, the Indy 500's on. And then, I know in Indianapolis, they're like, it's a big deal. They're like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about it. Like, I know here we have the horses that run in a circle.
Yeah.
There, it's it's cars that drive in a circle.
Yeah, and it's very repetitive.
But it's really long. Like, I feel like if they cut down the laps,
sure,
maybe it would hold my attention.
Maybe if it was like the Indy 50?
Yeah. I was thinking Indy 25.
The Indy 5.
Five is better.
It's the Indy 5.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do four laps.
Yes.
Because isn't it like a mile and a quarter?
They should have like the different, like, you know, how the horse races, they have all these different races that lead up to it.
Yeah.
You know, let everybody go around like once.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, have different little races of like that. Might be more exciting.
All right. All right, just some suggestions.
Yeah, I'm just going to put that in the suggestion box to hold my attention.
What we're saying here, just in this segment, is it's a buyer's market. Come sell us stuff.
Yeah.
And they should rename the Indy 500 to the Indy 5.
Yes.
All right.
I think we've covered a lot of ground already.
I know, we have. And we're just getting started. So setting the bar on the way, we've got a guy who, in another story, man, and you thought when he shot himself in the crotch area.
Oh, God.
That would be the worst part of the story.
That's not the worst part of the story.
No.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
We have a Facebook fight regarding Game of Thrones.
They can't let it go.
I'm going to say this family secret is unconventional. Okay? In that, I've had to recreate it.
You had to recreate it? Okay. So, like, they're...
We tried to get a hold of this person.
Okay. So we're going to go with that. I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe we don't.
Okay.
Maybe we just...
I recreated it.
Try to help this guy privately.
I'll let you listen.
Oh, I recreated it.
It's about minute 40 of magic.
A minute 40 of magic? So you're going to recreate this dude's issue?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I have to.
I did.
No, I know. I see the sweat already underneath your arms.
Gosh.
It's an interesting issue.
It's
a very unique, and we don't even know if it's real.
Understatement of the world.
Right. So we got a lot of show to cover. All right.
I'm pitting out already.
A lot of show.
I mean, I need extra pants.
All right.
In the special areas.
We'll get going with setting the bar coming up here in just about. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar coming up here in just a couple minutes. It is examples of what not to do when you work at a fast food company. Okay?
All right. There's a protocol. There are certain levels of cleanliness that you need to achieve.
Hey, you know what?
To get the right rating.
We're going to say this person was really clean.
All right. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But that's kind of the problem, too.
There's an asterisk.
Sure. Setting the bar, small example of what not to do. On the way, give us about 5 minutes on 99.7 DJ. Don't let me down. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Every morning at this time, we'll give you kind of a setting the bar story. Help set the tone for your day. So hopefully you don't do the same thing. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught bathing in a sink in the kitchen of Wendy's, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
Now, to be fair, you worked there. It wasn't a customer.
All right. Well, that's...
Take a bath.
This video quickly spreading across social media appears to show a group of Wendy's employees egging on a coworker to bathe inside the restaurant's kitchen sink.
I will say, it looks pretty bubbly.
It's good and sudsy.
It's good and sudsy.
That's great.
To which he obliges.
Yeah.
Wash your armpits.
In a statement to Channel 3 News, they say, quote,
so, wash your armpits. Yeah, you got to get where the sun don't shine. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right, so now we're getting the spokesperson from Wendy's.
We are taking this incident seriously, and it is obviously totally unacceptable.
Obviously, sure.
This was a prank by a person who no longer works at this restaurant.
Obviously,
oh,
now
fired,
yes.
Okay. And who clearly did not use good judgment.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Because we don't want you to wash your body in the place that we wash the stuff that prepares the food for the customers.
All right. So let's talk to some people. Show them the video.
I showed the video to a man about to get lunch here.
Oh, God. What are they doing?
I know.
Are they trying to get this location shut down?
I know. Hey, what do you think of this?
Well, I guess I won't be eating here today.
Okay, there you go.
They're turning away customers.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's not good news.
So then they interview another Wendy's manager. Is this protocol?
We spoke with Terrence Malden, a former manager of a different Wendy's location.
Do you typically do this?
I know. What do you think they're going to say?
In your kitchen?
What do you think they're going to say?
I was also disgusted.
I'm outraged. Why would you videotape a young man doing something that's incredibly, excuse my language.
Excuse my language.
Uh-oh.
What's he about to
Earmuffs,
say?
Earmuffs, kids.
Excuse my language, stupid.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was very harsh language.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught bathing in the sink, of the restaurant that you work in, then you're okay.
To be fair to the perps, I feel like it's better they videotaped it as opposed to not, because we might never have known that happened. And then people would just be eating that guy's armpit juice. Well, I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing. Not to say that what he did was right, but it's a sink. they're not washing dishes in there. The water is going to go down the drain.
Yes.
I mean, they wash nasty stuff in there anyways.
Probably.
So at least he's clean.
At least he's clean.
Okay. So anyways.
Has Wendy's on social media chimed in about this?
I know. Because
they're snarky and sassy.
They are
fun.
Pretty brutal, right?
And I feel like there's an opportunity for them to save face.
Sure.
You know, PR-wise, especially since the news decided to get people to boycott that particular right. location.
What do you think you'd do with this?
Okay.
So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught bathing in a sink in the kitchen of Wendy's, well, you're doing okay.
I think we're all going to do all right with that one.
There you go. That's it. 99.7 DJ Avis Kelly K Show, 609 today. 92 clear here this morning and today. Tomorrow, some clouds, 92. Then thunderstorms roll into the forecast on Sunday, high of 88. Memorial Day, partly cloudy and 90. And then into the week, we're into the 90s. It's already sweaty weather outside. It's all muggy. Good morning, Kelly Kay. Good morning, there, Kat.
Good morning.
All right, feel good. Brought to you by Race Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit raceford.com. This video you may have seen by now. I saw it a couple days ago, but it's kind of making the rounds of this, teenager kind of outside, young teenager playing basketball alone in his driveway.
Yeah.
And it's like a shot. The video is like shot from his garage looking out to the street and the driveway. And he's kind of like just playing some basketball, shooting some hoops. And this mail truck pulls up to deliver mail, right? And then you hear the mail carrier inside the truck beginning to shout, like, encouragement to this kid.
That's awesome.
And it's really pretty kind of cool. So this is the audio. The kid's just kind of shooting around.
What you got?
Yeah, let me see what you got. Let me see what you got. And so he's like, all right. And so he rolls up to dunk.
She goes nuts.
I know.
That's wow. So great.
I know. So then, you know, he runs over and she like gives him a high five and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So she didn't know that the videotape was happening.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
She probably didn't see it.
He probably set it up to like show like himself getting a dunk, but I need that kind of encouragement in my life.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. But yeah, that video kind of making the rounds on Instagram and Twitter recently. This mail carrier just coming up, giving some encouragement to this kid and him dunking and obviously then the
yeah! And feeling like an NBA legend. Yes. I think we all need that. That's like a great alarm clock, wouldn't it be?
Right.
Like you're going to get up and slay the day.
Yeah. That's feel good. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. New movies out this weekend. I know everybody's...
Aladdin!
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay.
I know everybody's excited to see Booksmart.
I was today years old when I learned that exists.
That's Lisa Kudrow's movie that's out.
Oh, bless her heart.
This looks fun, but I'm not gonna be here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I think that's what everyone else says at the theater, too.
There you go. That was a clip.
But I'm not gonna go.
That's, there you go. And then, yes, you're right, Aladdin. That is the Will Smith as the genie. A remake of the Disney classic there.
I'm so nervous.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Right, you'll be...
Yeah, he made a little mini version of himself.
Snuggled up with that dude for the rest of your life.
Y'all see my palace?
Be specific with your words. The deal is in the detail.
Ooh, got it.
Okay. Which I don't really understand, because if she already likes you, why change?
I told you, she has to marry a prince.
Want to go home, man.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. So, yeah, there you go. That's probably going to win the weekend, right?
Probably. I know that there is, and they've been kind of rolling out a few little, like, teaser videos. There is. There is the video where he sings Friend Like Me.
Yeah. And then he's with DJ Khaled. He's doing a DJ Khaled song, too, right? Aladdin?
On the soundtrack?
I think so.
OMG.
I think so.
Did you just say a DJ Khaled Aladdin song?
Yes.
Okay. So then there are, like, I know there's at least one new song. So they're mixing in a couple of new songs in with the classics you're going to expect I'm reserving judgment.
All right, so I'm going to say the top three movies. Aladdin will be number one. John Wick,
yeah,
I would imagine, will probably fall to number two. And then, are we going to go with Endgame?
Oh, of course.
As three?
Yeah, that's still going to hang in there.
All right. Yeah, so there you go. That's what we're thinking there.
Yeah.
Top movies over the weekend, the long weekend, Memorial Day weekend here at the box office. Camila Cabello, Never Be the Same, 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and last night I thought I was going to witness history with Jeopardy.
I saw your story.
Yeah, I know. I didn't purposefully sit down to watch Jeopardy, but I like looked at the time and I was like,
it accidentally happened.
I have some time on my hands here.
Wow.
Maybe I could watch Jeopardy. So I did.
Well, and your story was throwing shade at the girl in the middle.
Well,
she was like, minus 800 at the point? Yeah, she had some ground to make up.
They had like thousands.
I know. It was like James and the other guy, and then the girl in the middle, Laura, she had negative 800. And
it was like
she was bookended by these two other dudes. Now, here's the thing. I was thinking it came down to Final Jeopardy.
You're kidding.
It came down
to was close to James.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, he was winning for probably 60% of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the entire match. But James Holzhauer, he just barely
squeaked out
his 26th victory to bring his total to like $1.9 million. So it was the Final Jeopardy question was, the answer was Take the A Train, or what is Take the A Train? And it was only because James Holzhauer gambled more money than the guy that he was close to is the only reason why he wound up winning. But yeah, it was, I was sitting there going, am I going to watch history? What's going to happen?
Oh, I'm going to remember where I was at this moment in time.
And then, hey, hang on. Will you educate me a little bit on Jeopardy? Because at the end, at the very end, as everybody's like saying, okay, goodbye. And Alex Trebek's going, oh, well, can he do it Friday night? Can he break the $2 million mark? They show James's total as like 50-some thousand. And then they show third place, the girl, as 1,000. And then the guy who almost beat James is 2,000. So does second and third place get one and $2,000 or $2,000 and then $1,000? And then the winner get like whatever they earned?
I always thought that you just get what you earn. Well, unless it's like less than 1,000. You get like the worst you can get is 1,000. Just for being on the show. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So,
but then again, I'm not that educated either. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
As knowledgeable about the show.
Okay. All right.
And so, its format.
Yeah. I didn't know because
I thought you just, whatever you earned, you got to take home regardless if you won or not.
That would make sense.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I felt bad for that guy who almost beat James because he was only,
what was his total that he ended up with?
He ended up with like 40 some thousand. And James had 50-some thousand. It was just because on what they decided to wager with their final Jeopardy question.
I don't feel
question.
That bad for him. He's getting $40,000.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, should have gotten $40,000 if you take what you earn as opposed to if they just take it away and give you $2,000 for being second place. That would be savage.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just automatic that second and third place get $2,000 and then $1,000 just for kind of participating. But But that's what I noticed. As
Jeopardy Wizards, tell us the rules.
As they were going away. Tonight it could be the 27th straight victory and $2,000 or $2 million there with Jeopardy.
He's still living his best life.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
But there are some cracks in the armor.
Davis and Kelly K Show. Yeah, well, there's been several times that he has come close to not winning.
Wow.
But he still ekes it out.
Okay.
So there you go.
He's magical.
On the way, there are colonies on the moon, perhaps.
Maybe.
In the future. And then you'd think a guy who shot himself in the crotch, you would think that would be the worst part of the story.
That's not the worst part of the story.
No, it's not.
How can that not be the worst part of the story?
It's not.
I mean, I'm not a guy, but I can imagine.
Right. That all coming up on 99.7. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Remember, we are going to be a part of the Relay for Life, Team DJX. You can head over to WDJX.com. You can join hashtag Team DJX and get your shirt and spot on the team. And listen, cancer's never going to stand a chance, right? Donations going to the American Cancer Society. You can always text us the word relay, R-E-L-A-Y, and you can get a link and you can join the team and join us out of Mayo High School on June 7th. So that's pretty cool. Will there be colonies on the moon? That's my question. Answers coming up after Zed and Maren Morris. Serenade you with the song called The Middle. Maybe you've heard it for the first time. It's DJ.
DJX.
NASA. Space.
The final frontier.
Something like that.
So they may have accidentally leaked some plans.
Plans for what?
Plans to build a permanent base on the moon.
Whoa. Like people legit living on the moon.
Yes. So apparently, this so-called quote-unquote document that has been leaked, that we are now telling you about, has plans to launch 37 rockets to the moon within the next decade.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
With at least five of those carrying astronauts and
building materials?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, you gotta set up shop. You need to build some stuff.
There's going to be a fleet of rockets because obviously if you're going to set up a civilization or a base on the moon, you need to have stuff.
Now, do you remember a story that we had previously about the fact that now they're apparently concerned about the moon poo?
Yeah.
Remember when the astronauts, like, they left stuff. They left garbage and whatnot.
Yeah.
On the moon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, just had to unload a few things before coming back.
Don't unload.
But they need to probably clean up a little bit before they set up shop.
I mean,
on the moon.
I would think someone will probably bring a rake.
A rake. It's probably, maybe a few little landscaping tools.
Yeah, maybe a hoe.
A rake.
No.
Something like that.
Are they going to plant some trees?
So they're not going to survive.
Well,
maybe on the inside. I don't know. But they're saying that the first rocket carrying astronauts could be launched even in 5 years.
Are you telling me they're going to have to, like, permanently live in spacesuits? I mean, if you're going to live on the moon.
Listen, Kelly, if I've learned anything from Hollywood.
Sure. And Matt Damon living on Mars.
I will know that these civilization, this base that they will erect there on the moon, will be pressurized. Yes, will be pressurized, and these astronauts will not have to wear spacesuits within the enclosure.
Okay, in the houses they're going to build, it's going to be fine.
But if Hollywood has steered me wrong, then this would be incorrect. But if Hollywood has steered me right, then this is what's going to happen.
This sounds amazing, and it sounds also a little expensive.
I cannot wait.
Do we have a price tag?
Do you plan on going?
What's the budget for this little colony?
Listen, Kelly, I don't think we need to talk budget at this point.
All right.
I don't think we need to talk budget at this point.
I'm sorry. My brain just bogs down with logistics and numbers and budgets. But we probably don't need to be concerned with that.
Nope.
It's going to be fine. I'm excited.
The final frontier is within reach, Kelly.
Where do I sign up? I'll go.
5 years. We'll be sending people to the moon with rakes.
Living there. Why exactly do we need to live on the moon?
Why not?
All right.
Let's set up an Airbnb. Why not?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, we're going to introduce you to Cameron Wilson.
Cameron a girl?
Cameron's a
guy.
Cameron's a boy.
Sounds fun.
Cameron's been arrested.
Oh, no.
That's not fun.
Yeah, poor Cameron. Here's the thing, though. You'd think him shooting himself in the crotch with a pistol is the worst part of the story.
It's not.
Nope.
Again, I'm not a guy, but I feel like I have a little bit of an idea how bad that would be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be shot in my crotch
either. It's a tender area.
It is a tender area.
It's a tender area.
So there you go. We are going to introduce you to Cameron.
I feel like this is a bonus setting the bar, right?
Could be.
Like, don't shoot yourself in the tender area.
Well, again,
and then take it further.
Not the worst part of the story.
I'm invested.
10 minutes. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com, or you can always ask your Alexa, say, Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. And she'll ask you if you want to hear live radio or if you want to hear the podcast, and you can choose there.
And if you want a sandwich.
Yeah, or a sandwich. Sure. Hey, it is the All Access Summer. brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital, and it kicks off on Tuesday. Ariana Grande tickets all next week, about 8:15. So be listening starting on Tuesday after the Memorial Day weekend, okay?
So if I'm guessing what this all-access thing is about, it's giving you access to the biggest stars.
Yeah, we're hooking you up with like movie tickets, concert tickets, water park, theme park tickets, all sorts of things all summer.
All sorts of DJ experiences.
Experience, that's right.
Listen, we're going to run with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fun.
Absolutely. So thank you to Wellstone Regional Hospital for jumping on board with that. But yeah, the all-access summer kicks off on Tuesday. Ariana Grande tickets, 8:15 here on 99.7 DJX. I've been teasing this, but coming up next, we're going to introduce you to Cameron. Old Cam. Good old buddy, old pal Cam.
You did things with your hands when you said that.
Here's the thing. Cam, he had an accident with a pistol that he was carrying.
Yeah.
And a big accident.
Yeah, he had an accident.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, for sure.
Safety first.
Hit him in the crotch, but that's not even the worst part of the story, okay?
You say that so nonchalantly as if that isn't a big deal that we should marinate on for a sec.
I'm going to give you the title or the headline from New York Post. That'll... Coming up next, that'll kind of fill you in on everything else. On the way. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. To Washington we go.
Lovely this time of year.
Where we are going to introduce you to Cameron Wilson. He's 27. He was in his apartment carrying his pistol in the front pocket of his pants. When
he's kind of walking around.
Yeah, sure. When accidentally it went off.
Oh.
Hit him in the crotch there.
Ooh, that is like real close. If it's in his pocket, that's real close. That is real close. That is
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, here's the thing. I said that I would read the headline from the New York Post to kind of fill you in on why that maybe not be the worst part of the entire story. Headline reads, man allegedly hiding drugs in the butt accidentally shoots himself in the cojones.
He took butt drugs like the place in Indiana a little too far.
That is not where we put those.
Rest of the story.
Oh my God.
So when he goes to the hospital, doctors are examining him, and that's when a little balloon slipped. Boop.
Oh, it just slips out?
Yeah, well, he's nervous.
Cameron didn't even like give him a heads up.
Maybe a little nervous too.
Yeah,
it slid out.
Yeah. Well, doctors were working on his wound.
Yes, it was. It still there.
And
did they have to reattach?
No. They were working on it. Everything was
attached.
Fine. Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
All right. So, that's good
nothing's
news.
Nothing's fine. You just said everything's fine.
So when the old boop. Oh God! The little balloon comes out.
Hey.
They're like, oh, look at this little surprise!
What is that? I think we need an extraction, guys. Can you give me the tongs?
And so then they search his car, and
there's more stuff.
There's meth, and there's all sorts of stuff.
Gosh.
So yeah,
listen, this is somebody's son, Cameron. This is a bad choice.
So yeah, we could say this is a setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without
bars.
I don't know. All shooting yourself in the crotch, hiding bags of drugs up your rear, and then, you know.
And just the drugs.
In
general. Let's stay away from the drugs.
Stay off the hard drugs, kids.
Literally, if he would have stayed away from the drugs, all the other things wouldn't have happened. Probably. Maybe. Well.
So, Cameron not going to have a great weekend because now he's facing a long list of charges.
Oh,
so, here's
it's a lot of tender areas.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and did I mention when they actually booked him into jail? He called his girlfriend and said, "Don't cooperate with anybody working on the case." And police obviously heard that.
Oh my!
So again,
goodness,
if
Cameron,
if you can manage to make it through the day without hiding
so
drugs up your butt, getting your
just
crotch
the drugs
shot off,
yeah,
and then you know
the stuff, okay.
Doing the meth, then you're doing
and then
okay.
Telling the girlfriend, hey, why don't you hide your drugs?
You know, here's
don't
the
tell
thing.
The cops about the drugs.
There is a time in your life when you gotta just kind of open your eyes and go, what am I doing?
Yeah, you probably there is a crossroads. I think you get to, right?
I think Cameron found it.
And
let's hope.
You choose to go down this path or you go down that path?
Yeah, let's hope.
Let's choose the other path.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. Cameron making the show.
Life lessons.
On 99.7 DJX.
Meet me on ice, son.
He used to meet me on the east side. She used to meet me on the east side in the city with a sun on
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Feel good stories. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Love it when you send us your own feel good. Like Heather, she sent us an email talking about her nephew, Ty, who wrote this letter to the Bats, the Louisville Bats, about his mom and Heather's sister-in-law after her kick butt battle with breast cancer.
Oh my gosh.
So Oldham County Schools actually posted this and his letter to the Louisville Bats, which reads, "Hi, my name is Ty. I'm writing you because my mom battled breast cancer this year and I would like her to throw out the first pitch on Mother's Day."
Oh, that's awesome.
She doesn't know I'm writing this. She deserves this because she's a survivor. She's an amazing mom in general. And read on so I can tell you more. And so he goes and describes and he says, like, first, she deserves this honor because she's a survivor. She got diagnosed with breast cancer back in November, and they told us in the living room the word my it made her his sister cry, but his mom said, "Hey, listen, can't give up, and
I got this."
Yeah, I got this. And so Heather goes on and says in her email that early detection, self breast exams helped save her life, and thank goodness she is now cancer free.
Oh my goodness.
And so
that's fantastic. So did the Bats respond?
Absolutely.
I love it.
And you see Oldham County Schools posted the photo of
there
Buddy Bat
is.
Along with the mom and Ty there. And so thank you so much. And they were able to throw out the first pitch earlier this week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Give Ty all the awards, all the Sun Awards. He's fantastic.
And Oldham County Schools ended up posting, this is such an incredible testimony of a student finding his voice and having an authentic writing task. So congratulations to Ty and obviously his survivor mom.
That's awesome. What a moment.
Yeah, very cool there. And something that love it when you highlight these little feel goods to us, because we can't see everything. So
stuff is happening around town like that all the time. I love that.
Yep, for sure. We will share it on our own Facebook page. You can see it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show. But your feel good there on 99.7 DJX. So you know that Lil Nas X is now partnering with Wrangler jeans. We'll give you the highlights on that coming up next. Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, 99.7 DJX. You know, Wrangler partnered with Lil Nas X after he's like, Wrangler on my booty.
Yeah, gave him a little shout out.
Yeah, gave him a little shout out. So they're like, yeah, that's cool. Well, Wrangler now under fire.
Uh-oh, why?
From fans boycotting Wrangler, claiming true cowboys would never wear the new jeans or listen to Lil Nas X.
Oh, now see?
So we just thought...
That's a little harsh.
I just looked at some of the Facebook comments.
Really? Oh, come on now. Cowboys be savage?
I'm just saying that there are several comments, like from WM. "This is ridiculous. Great way to loose the customers that made you successful to begin with."
Don't loose the customers. Oh, man.
They're being so exclusive.
Oh, dang.
"I think I might," M-I-T-E, "not buy any Wranglers again."
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're losing WM. What?
Wranglers just want you all to look good in their jeans and get along.
We're having people on social media get so fired up, they comment about jeans.
Okay. All right.
This is the world we live in, friends.
They comment about jeans.
Wranglers belong on rappers too.
Logan might have to just stop wearing Wranglers. Oh gosh, we're losing Logan too.
Oh no.
Oh gosh.
Man. Logan.
So we're down two in Wrangler world.
Yeah. Warren T, honestly, am embarrassed to say I wear WARE Wranglers because of these. This is a disgrace.
Oh no.
So wait a second.
She didn't even want to admit that she was in Wrangler Nation, but now okay.
Yeah, honestly, Warren just embarrassed to say Warren wears WARE Wranglers.
Warren.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so Warren's out too.
Warren's out too.
All right, we're down three.
Mama Pick.
Mama Pick.
Mama Pick.
And says, "Y'all quit messing with the britches."
Whoa. Thank God she didn't misspell that.
I know. Oh my gosh. Okay. So
Wrangler Nation's upset.
Right. They're
upset.
There are some people that are getting on social media to angrily yell about jeans.
Listen, our jeans don't belong on rappers' booties. They belong on bona fide, genuine cowboys and cowgirls. Okay, loud and clear. We got it.
All right.
We got it.
That's great.
We got it.
Yes.
I don't think I'm wearing them.
Get on social media.
I don't know if I would qualify. I don't know.
Is your booty of the lyrics?
I live in the suburbs. I feel like they're not going to approve.
No, they'd yell at you,
they'd
too.
They'd probably yell at they'd me, too. So maybe I should stay away.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
All right, it's 7:17 now. Panic at the Disco is on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on a free movie Friday. Be listening for your opportunity to win some tickets to see a movie of your choice, courtesy of Fandango. So that's coming up here this morning. And then even this afternoon on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if this is appropriate music for the Indy 500, which is happening this weekend.
Chariots of Fire.
Sure. But the racers obviously are going to go down up there in Indianapolis, and they were asked the important questions. You know, it is a 500-mile race. They're exceeding speeds of over 200 miles an hour. What happens when they have to use the restroom?
You don't have time to make a stop. So if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Okay, did he just admit that he just pee-pees his pants?
Yes.
Oh, oh no!
There's well, no pee bag?
Apparently, when many drivers try to hold it until the end of the race, it isn't always possible. And so it can cause problems. I mean, you know, you've been in that situation where you're driving.
You got the sweats.
And I mean, you're just driving on the freeway going like 60 miles an hour. And
there's a rest stop.
And you're like, where's the rest?
Where's the
exit? You're starting to get the pee sweats.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like just think of anything possible not to go in your pants.
Hands on 10 and 2, freaking out.
I know.
Why are we concerning ourselves with this? Because we're not driving the cars.
So what do you do if you're going over 200 miles an hour?
Oh, gosh.
I've never had to do it on I've never had to do it under green. I've only done it once before. So.
Okay, so this is just... Is this a famous race car driver we're talking to or just a race car driver?
This is
just,
well, this is an Indy car driver that they're interviewing, you know, before the race.
I feel like he's going to get salty that he was asked this question.
I think this is Will Power, who won the Indy 500 last year.
So whoever told you to ask me is being a jerk.
Okay, yeah. I felt like he was going to get salty at any minute. Like, why are you asking me?
Yeah,
you want me to admit I pee my pants when I'm driving a car?
They need adult diapers.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Oh, maybe. Depends. But, here's your open window.
So Graham Rahal, you know, of the Rahals, says you wait until you're on a straightaway. He says it's pretty hard to do, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I don't...
It takes actual concentration to make it happen.
Well, yeah, because, listen, you don't, after the race, especially if you win, you don't want to emerge and get to the winner's circle where you're going to drink the milk and all the things and then have, a little situation going on in the suit. That's embarrassing.
You got a little dark spot in your jumpsuit there. Yeah, for sure.
A wet spot. That's not good.
No. So,
wow.
There you go.
You're gonna smell bad if you do a number two.
So hard.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. But
it's so difficult to be a race car driver.
But, yeah, think of that. As you are maybe watching the Indy 500, thinking, wow, hopefully all of these drivers took precautionary measures.
Took a little potty break before they started the race?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Did we just ruin the Indy 500 viewing experience for everyone?
Or did we make it better?
Okay. All right. I don't
think. People are going to start taking bets. Like, I bet number 42 or did we make it pants better? Already.
All right.
Think of all the side
that
bets.
That guy definitely did.
All right. On Fridays, we dive into your secrets. Most of the time, it's easy to... You know, you send us messages and we'll just call you and we
just
talk
sit back
to you.
And let you.
And you let you tell the story.
Be the star.
This is a case where I even question its validity because of how difficult it was for us to even get in contact with this person. And this person we couldn't even get in contact with.
It was quite a bomb, too. I'll say that.
So
well, that reads sketchiness.
We recreate in the best way we can this family secret.
Are you going to attempt to be the stunt double?
Yep.
Is that what you're doing?
I'll give you a little taste, okay? Hey, hey guys, how y'all doing?
Oh my God.
Okay, there you go. Family secret. I know. Family secret's on the way.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm nervous.
I don't know. I'm nervous too.
I got the sweats.
I got the sweats.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Oh God.
Anyways, family secret on the way. 10 minutes. Nine. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, going to be at Bridgestone Arena, Nashville, and we want to send you there next week, 8:15. It is the DJX All Access Summer, powered by Wellstone Regional Hospital, and next week, we're going to be hooking you up, okay? So I know Ariana Grande is a hot ticket right now, and we've got some for you, so pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, very neat. So that is next week, right around 8:15. As I said, when we do family secrets, a lot of times... you can be anonymous. You know, we let you tell your own story sometimes. And I question the validity of this only because we had such a hard time getting in touch with this person.
It's real jaw dropping. And I, to be honest, when I left yesterday, I just thought that's going to be something that we just marinate in off the air.
Why marinated in it? And I decided I'd just recreate it.
Oh, God, you just jumped in and bathed in it. Ah!
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? Okay, so that... God,
that's how it starts? Oh, no, you're taking liberties, I feel like.
I took artistic liberty with how they sounded. Your family secret coming up next. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get live radio, all that right there. Every week, right about this time, for up our show as a little forum for you to let a secret out. It's family secrets. A lot of times, we just contact you, let you tell the story because you know the story, you live it, you can do it.
This message made me snort, and I didn't think it could really be legit. And then I just kind of thought we were just going to like let the simmer like off the air. Like we were just going to be the ones to enjoy it.
Or not even address it at all.
Right. It was just going to be shoved aside. And when I left, that's where I thought we were living.
Because quite honestly, when I got the message, we're like, there's no way this is true. No way this is true. But then we started thinking and I was like, well, you know what? We should let this person, if it is true, let this person's secret live.
There must be a reason why they reached out.
Right? So I figured the only way to do it justice was to recreate it.
Okay, and I am going to be transparent, fully transparent. I have not heard this.
No.
I'm going Neither to experience I, yeah. it for the first time with you.
So this is family secret as recreated. And again, I took artistic liberties with who and how they sound.
You're guessing because you didn't get a chance to talk idea. To them?
Nope, didn't get to talk to them.
Okay.
So this is your family secret. As interpreted by me.
Oh, do you have music?
On 99.7 DJX. Okay. Hey, guys, how y'all doing? That's where we start.
I love it already.
I thought I had this secret for the past couple months. Well, turns out, got two big secrets.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, two for the price of one.
All right, what do you got? I've finally somehow come to terms with it, and I'm ready to share with somebody. Y'all ready? You better be sitting down.
I am.
All right. All right, we're sitting
down. All right, we're here for it.
I accidentally have been hooking up with my best friend's mom for 2 months.
Whoa!
That's a big secret.
Whoa! Slip
in there? Best friend's mom?
Y'all stop fooling. Cougars are my thing. I feel really bad.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
He doesn't even know.
Okay,
it's probably best.
I hope not.
Probably best.
And we're all supposed to go out on the boat on the lake this weekend, and that's kind of awkward enough.
Yeah.
But here comes the plot twist.
Wait, hang on a second.
Plot twist.
Grab the popcorn. This sounds fun.
All right. Again, this is Family Secrets, as recreated by me. Sit your fannies down and listen. Hang on.
Our butts are ready.
Okay.
I was adopted as a baby. Y'all following?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I'm following.
The only thing I ever knew was that my mom was a teenager. And so several weeks ago, I started a search for my biological mama.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, medical reasons and stuff,
yes.
Right? Okay, sure. We got it. Yeah.
Got it.
Y'all know where this is headed.
I think I do.
Oh, gosh. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
And well, it looks like.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. I might have accidentally sort of beat my mom.
Oh!
No!
Oh!
Oh! Yeah! My best friend is actually my brother.
Oh!
And I didn't just hook up with his mom, but my own mom.
No!
Oh! Oh, man! I feel like I've got to throw up. I just got the confirmation like yesterday that she's legit my mom and like my biological mother.
Okay, okay. There's no way this is real. No way.
Are we Maury Povich? Sure.
I really want to tell them that we're brothers.
Uh-huh.
And it makes sense
that
we get along so well.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But obviously,
there
are going to be some complications in this whole matter.
Oh my gosh.
I can't handle this. I can't handle it.
Your artistic expression in interpreting this message we got is amazing.
Thank you.
Well, that's my story.
Okay.
This is Bubba the Mother Lover signing off.
Oh my gosh. I'm a mother. You're a mother lover. You're a mother
lover. This is over the top. This is over the top.
I've been so nauseous and giddy.
Now I get why you snorted.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable snort.
Oh,
you don't know what to do with yourself.
I don't even think this cannot be real. This cannot be real. But when we got it, I Shelby says, shut up. Are they in Kentucky?
Yeehaw. Of course they are.
I can only. Maybe that is why this person did not want to be contacted.
Probably, I'm guessing.
Know.
But I can only assume that you were spot on 100% with how that guy probably sounded. Like, I feel like your artistic liberties were probably spot on.
This is Bubba the Mother Lover signing off. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, 99.7 DJX. Family secret. We had to recreate this secret because it was so out of left field, so bizarre. We couldn't get in touch with the person, but the gist. And I didn't just hook up with his mom, but my own mom.
Okay, all right, so adoption story.
Yeah.
It was first just his buddy's mom, and then turns out it's actually his mom, too.
Kim texts, I had just gotten out of the shower when I heard Family Secrets, and now I feel dirty like I need another one.
Get back in there, Kim!
I love it.
Isabel, OMG, that's the craziest situation I've ever heard.
Yeah. We've heard similar, but not this one.
Right. Anthony, wow, this needs to be created into a Lifetime TV movie. Wow, could you imagine? Starring Meredith Baxter Burney.
Meredith Baxter Burney.
She's the mom.
No, sir.
Missy texts in, I can't even drive from the tears. So many left turns on this one.
He did say, listen, plot twist. He warned us.
He did. Okay. Another text. It's too early for this. Listen, we warned you. Another text. This sounds like some real Tennessee stuff there.
Well, listen. Yes. Okay, I was going to say Virginia, maybe. But to be fair, when I left yesterday, I thought we were putting that to bed.
Nope.
Wait.
That was a bad phrase there. That was Kelly. Kelly K.
Kelly.
Okay.
We're just leaving that one.
So hang on. We get a text.
Okay.
From a listener.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I live in BFE.
Yep.
And a super hillbilly guy down the road did that very same thing.
Stop talking.
I might be Bubba's neighbor.
What is going on? What is going on planet Earth?
So,
listen, we need to expand the dating pool because this is real dangerous.
There's another woman. More fish in the sea, friends.
I don't understand.
Yeah, all right. Well, so there you go. That's your family secret. If you want to listen back to the podcast, you always can. We'll get that posted.
And thank you to the Lonely Island Boys for helping to contribute the soundtrack.
Because I'm a mother lover. You're a mother lover.
Yes. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Okay. That is Family Secret on 99.70. Show me where you're gonna lie. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming The Ben and KellyShow.com. You're feel good. All right, do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
We need this to cleanse ourselves from the last half hour.
Right?
I still feel real dirty.
So here's the bizarre thing. So remember a month ago, KDF Mini and the marathon, Kelly and I were out there. We emceed the start.
Right.
I ran the half marathon. Sarah Jordan, who's on after us, she was emceeing the finish.
Yeah, yes. And reading the names. I had to like take off, so I kind of had no idea this happened.
I remember her saying when I got back up to like the announcer's booth, she was like, oh my gosh, there was an emergency situation that happened at the finish line.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, okay. So we go to LKY.
1 month ago, David went into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, David Foy went into cardiac arrest at the finish line of the mini marathon.
Holy cow, that's so scary.
Yeah.
At the finish line of the KDF mini marathon, doctors from Norton Healthcare and Louisville Metro EMTs arrived quickly, but David wasn't breathing and didn't have a pulse.
Yeah, so very scary situation there.
Oh my gosh. And there was someone that was actually there and got over the barricades and started compressions.
Well, yeah, Vicky, she's a nurse, and she happened to be in the crowd just watching. And she got over.
Get me over the barricades. She saw what was happening.
She helped while they were waiting for the EMTs to arrive.
Got him on the defibrillator and delivered the first shock.
Oh, David came back to life.
Yeah, so he was able to cut. They brought him back to life.
4 weeks later, after open heart surgery,
but it's still really sore.
David and his family wanted to say thank you to the people who brought him back.
Yeah, so.
Oh my goodness.
There was they organized like a little get together of everybody who was involved.
All the first responders.
In that process, yeah.
I hope Vicky was there.
Yeah, yeah, she was.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. I can't really put it into words what it means to us.
Yeah, and so they showed pictures of he and his family and his daughter and stuff like that.
What they ended up doing was giving them all a family picture from their little daughters. I think it was the preschool graduation. Mm-hmm. They said that picture would have looked very different had they not been there to save his life.
So, wow, what a feel good. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, local people doing great things. And, I mean, we're just so happy that David is doing well now. So,
and he even says he wants to run next year. That's incredible.
I'd be so scared. Good for him for his bravery.
Yeah.
So there you are. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city there on 99.7 DJX. On the way, comedian Jody White from the Caravan Comedy Club. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can stream us at TheBenAndKellyShow.com. At the Comedy Caravan Comedy Club.
All that.
That's right, 459-0022, comedian Jody White. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your first time here on the show.
Are so tight, I can't feel my feet, and it's early.
I know.
And you guys had me in for 3 minutes. I'm going to punch you in your face, Ben.
I know. I told her, I was like, all right, so we've got about 3 minutes. She's like, I am going to punch you in your face.
I will. That is it. And I didn't know if you guys, like so many of the radio stations now, like they stream live, so I had to get up and put on half a face of makeup.
Right.
The other half's from last night, but I rub this half off when I'm sleeping.
It looks great. I covered my nose
for my red CPAP. I go to bed looking like Snuffleupagus, wake up looking like Rudolph. It's sexy.
That's hot.
Wow. Lots of sexy going on.
That
wow. Okay, so yeah. So you're not on the dating scene. You're actually married, right?
I am married. Okay. I am on my fourth husband.
Nice.
So he hates being called number four. He prefers number one in the second trilogy. So
that's so fantastic. Yeah. He's got to have a sense of humor about all that.
Oh, he's a stand-up comedian, too.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so
okay.
He makes fun of me for snoring. I make fun of him for not being the sharpest tack in the box.
But he's cute, though, right?
He's sweet. He's a man-child, though. Like, right. He thinks a 401k is a really long race, so.
Wow.
He's just not super.
He's
hilarious,
really
though. Yeah. He's hilarious. And I'm super excited to be in Louisville this weekend because yesterday was my son's 30th birthday.
Shut the front door. You don't have a 30-year-old.
I do.
Were you five?
I never understand when people do that. Like, is it a compliment?
It is a compliment.
Are you like, right. Did you just call me a prostitute?
A little bit. Yeah, that is a backhanded compliment.
I was five on the playground putting out. I don't know what I don't know what that means.
I don't know how that's not good. I don't know how to take that.
That was creepy. Yeah, no, my son turned 30 yesterday. I'll be 40 in August.
So, yes.
I'll be 50.
That's better.
No, his oldest brother just turned 32. August will be the big 50 for me. I'm super excited.
Okay. All right. I'm spitting distance, so I'm not. Yeah. How do you feel about it?
I am not super excited about it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
As same.
I think aging is harder for women than it is men. It just is.
Oh, yeah.
And we just wake up days and just feel old and dumpy and ugly for no reason.
Yes.
Aww. Yeah. Like, I was in Mexico and doing this class, and I've got a bun on top of my head and no makeup, and I'm feeling bad about myself, and I'm standing out front waiting for my friend, just feeling terrible. And then a car slows down to check me out. I'm like, what?
Hey, now.
That's all it takes sometimes. Like, sure. Two cars. By the third car, I started working. It took me 10 minutes to realize I was standing by a speed bump and they had to slow down.
You know, I'm going to take what I can get.
Yeah, for 10 minutes, I felt great.
It was me. I'm still going with it.
It's me. I'm going to wear my hair like this more often.
Right.
So Mexico, that's fun.
Yeah, I really want to learn to speak Spanish. My father was full-blooded Cuban, but they gave me up for adoption, so I never learned, and I want to learn, which is so funny. My parents didn't tell me I was adopted either, and they're like all red hair and pale, and like I wasn't going to notice our family photos look like Dora the Explorer visits the Cleavers. I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking.
And wait, you're wearing a backpack. This is great.
Oh, I am wearing a backpack. Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Is there a map in there? They're going to die. There is a map to get to here.
Speaking of which, I was so confused by the front entrance here. Like, I saw the little road by the building, so I ended up pulling into that and pulling onto the sidewalk and then trying to, like, pull into the parking and almost ran over some people.
There should be a sign.
Yeah. There should be a sign.
Yeah, there's not a sign. To be fair, there's not a sign.
That would have been helpful. Don't drive on the sidewalk.
We'll
that
put a sign.
Helpful for me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll do that for Jody.
If you want to see Jody at the Caravan Comedy Club, you can call us right now at 502-571-9970. We'll hook up with some tickets.
Hey. We got the tickets.
Hey, we got some papers.
We're going to take
you in. We'll get you in. You know some people.
I don't know why we launched into that. I don't know. It's like we're gangsters.
I don't know.
Yeah, which show are you guys coming to this weekend? Let's put you on the spot.
I'm coming to tonight's show.
Are you really?
No.
Wow, that was
savage.
You were the worst.
Oh, God.
I know you were really going to punch me in my face.
That was a speech bump all over again. That was so
savage. I'm so sorry. 502-571-9970. We'll hook you with tickets. Jody White, thank you so much for being on the show. You were lovely.
Thanks.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Still to come before 9 o'clock, an opportunity for you to get some free tickets, movie tickets, that is, to... see a movie this weekend, courtesy of Fandango. We're going to hook you up on Free Movie Friday. Of course, you could see Booksmart. That is a movie that's coming out this weekend with Lisa Kudrow, a.k.a. What was her?
Phoebe.
From
Friends.
Yeah. Or you could see what everybody's talking about, and that is the movie Aladdin with Will Smith.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Right. You'll be snuggled up with that dude for the rest of your life.
Y'all see my palace?
Be specific with your words. The deal is in the detail.
Okay.
Which I don't really understand, because if she already likes you, why change?
I told you, she has to marry a prince.
I just want to go home, man.
Okay. I can do that.
All right. So, yeah, Aladdin, that is coming out this weekend. I think that's probably going to win the box office.
Probably. They're going to have, of course, the songs that you are going to expect. And there's going to be some new songs.
Yeah, the soundtrack's going to be lit.
Okay.
It's lit!
DJ Khaled on the soundtrack.
Wow.
I mean, Will Smith performing songs.
Listen, I'm glad that he acknowledged that he at first kind of said no. Like, I can't, because Robin Williams was iconic in this role. Like, can't touch it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm going to reserve judgment until I see it. And we'll probably see it. It's getting my money.
We the best magic carpet.
Yeah, there you go. So
awesome.
This weekend, those are your movies. And before 9, an opportunity for you to pick up free movies from Fandango on Free Movie Friday on 99.7 DJX. You thought Game of Thrones was over, didn't you?
Well, the are still marinating in it, but there's still some haters out there.
Facebook fight Theater.
Tossing some shade.
Coming up next on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can get us on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us there as well. I mean, Game of Thrones, the season finale happened already, but people obviously still talking about it on social media.
Sure. And there is the camp of people that never saw one second of it.
Yeah, I saw a meme the other day that was like, you know what? The people who never watched one episode, you are the true heroes. You can't be swayed by anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is a little homegrown in the fact that I know a couple of these players.
All right.
Including the person that stirred the pot.
Okay.
Her name is Abby.
Okay.
And so I actually sent her a message. I'm like, listen, morning. This is kind of homegrown. Facebook fight might be making its way to the show. She's all like, cool, I'm in. So we also know Jim, who's chiming in.
Okay.
There's Gina. There's Kelly. There's Cindy and Thomas.
This isn't you, Kelly.
No. This is a different Kelly. So and we kind of play a couple of different roles in this. Our friend Sarah is going to jump in as well.
Okay, let's get to it. It is a Game of Thrones.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Sorry, your dragon show ended stupidly, LOL. Never watched. Don't care.
Okay, that's where we're starting.
Is it about dragons? I thought kings.
OMG, I literally have no idea, LOLOL. I figured it was about dragons because one got burnt up in some cauldron, according to some posts, LOL.
Oh my gosh, spoiler, spoiler.
Whoa. It's about all kinds of things. Rulers, dragons, zombies, knights, LOL.
Everybody's LOLing.
Zombies? There were zombies?
Yes, they're called White Walkers, I think. They're like an army of weird blue-eyed dead people that are like trying to take over the world. I haven't seen this season yet, but there are a few giants and a witch and all kinds of stuff. LOL.
LOL. Yeah,
LOL. Killing me.
LOL. Just another soap opera, serial drama, whatever chosen title. Same with The Sopranos or Lost, etc. King Arthur meets Middle Earth. Rather watch Cake Wars, though.
Cake Wars.
Yeah.
Wow. OMG, I love me some Cake Wars. Wait, did the dragon win and eat all of humanity? Oh. Hashtag spoiler alert. Hashtag zombie dragon Cake Wars.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What just happened?
Game of Thrones Facebook Fight Theater. The same could be written for The Bachelorette. Uh-oh. That's the biggest fantasy show of them all.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Whoa. Thomas, don't be blaspheming it. I'm DVRing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. Don't be messing with that.
No spoilers.
OMG, don't go there. Best show ever. Wait, Game of Thrones or The Bachelorette is the best show ever? Duh, Bachelorette. Was she cute? All right.
You sassy.
All right.
Wait, here you go. I got it. Game of Zombie Dragons Baking Cakes Dating Show. Now that's a show I'd watch.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. That.
Yeah.
Real talk, I'd probably watch that too.
Zombie Dragons Baking Cakes Dating Show? Yeah. All right. Sign me up.
Yeah. I'll date the one that cooks the best.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, listen, they could, like, literally bake the cake with their breath, wouldn't they? They were dragons.
Yes! Who needs an oven?
Yeah! All right. You're thinking too logistical about this.
Well, yeah, no, the making out would be dangerous.
This has been Facebook Fight Fantastic. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Text messages, 502-571-9970. Kim, LMAO, been waiting all week for Facebook Fight Theater, and y'all never disappoint me. Yeah, well, there you are. Yeah,
and
Facebook
thanks to my friend Abby for putting that out there on planet Earth. That was just beautiful gold handed to us in our laps.
In our back pocket.
There you go.
Yeah, so you can listen and you can catch up on the podcast on anything that you may have missed throughout the show. We get it posted fairly quickly.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get our podcast right there or WDJX.com. Just click podcast. Coming up, it's kind of a setting the bar, but like with a question mark.
A question mark?
Are you unsure?
Yeah.
Like, is it one of those where you're not really sure if it's setting the bar or feel good?
Sure.
We have a lot of those.
Okay, so it's open to interpretation.
Walks that tightrope.
That fine line.
Between a setting the bar and a feel good story out of Massachusetts.
That's great.
Out of Marlboro,
Marlboro?
Yeah.
Nice.
What are they, great cigarettes there?
Never been there before.
Never. All right, well, we'll play Jonas Brothers, and we got that for you coming up here next. 99.70JX. I'm a sucker for you. 99.7DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Every day we do kind of a setting the bar story, examples of what not to do. And every day we also do feel-good stories, stories that just make you smile, put a smile on your face.
Are these getting mashed right
now? I don't know where to put this.
Last week, while Nate Roman and his son were out and about, someone entered their home and cleaned it. They also made the beds and cleaned the bedrooms.
Feel good.
100% a feel good.
Breaking and entering bad, but the cleaning part, feel good.
It's like a robber fairy hit their house.
They even left souvenirs. But here's the kicker. They didn't clean the kitchen, and not a thing from the home was stolen.
Yeah, nothing was stolen.
Okay, so they didn't steal anything. They left gifts, and they cleaned everything?
Stacked the son's stuffed animals, left an origami rose on the toilet paper.
They scrubbed everything down, did the shower, did the toilets. These toilet paper roses were left on my toilet paper rolls.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Here's my address. Are you ready? Write it down.
That's like 5-star resort level with the origami.
We'll leave the door open.
Right. Do you think that they were actually a cleaning company that just got the wrong house? And so they, when they came on the locked door, they were like, well, we got to get in. We got to do our job.
Right. We've been hired.
Because nothing had been taken, nothing, you know, other than just being rearranged and cleaned and, you know, sort of put away and put straight. That was the biggest thing. Little time's gone by now. I can laugh about it. It was terrifying just to know that somebody was in your house.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like you hit the nail on the head. Like, that sounds like it's a cleaning company that just got the wrong place.
That's way too reasonable, guys.
That's very thorough.
It's the breaking and entering robber fairy that visited their
cleaning
house.
Cleaning fairy. Yeah.
Robber cleaning fairy that... who didn't actually steal anything, actually gave them stuff, rearranged things, and left with a clean house.
Again, I live in J-Town. So, swing on by.
Yeah, there you go.
You can come to my apartment, but I'm going to request an origami elephant instead of a rose.
Well, right. You know, whatever you can do.
Hashtag diva.
So there you go. Is that setting the bar? Is that feel good?
That's 1,000% feel good.
Are we talking? Okay, we're saying that's a feel good.
Lane, and I'm inviting it. Right. To my house.
Okay, there you go.
Wherever you are.
All right, so that's your feel-good story. Yay. 99.70. 99.70JX on a free movie Friday with Fandango. Give us a call at 502-571-9970, and we will hook you up with Fandango movie passes so you can see any movie you want to this weekend or whenever.
All the winning.
Yeah, so you could see even Aladdin or... I was going to say Game of Thrones. That's not a movie. You could see the Avengers Endgame.
The Lisa Kudrow one? Like Bookworm? Bookstore?
Smart.
Book Smart.
Book Smart.
Book Smart. It's going to be an amazing film.
Yeah. You can see anything you want. We're not going to judge. Fandango. Free Movie Friday.
The life of a worm in a book.
Listen, I'm going to be in line to get my tickets to Bookworm, starring Lisa Kudrow.
Give us a call. We'll hook you up with that.
She's the worm.
And then you can win again this afternoon on 99.7DJX. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Abbey Road on the River happening this weekend over there in Jeff and the School of Rock. In Middletown, for the very first time, is going to have students up on the stage.
Stop.
Yep.
Young musicians at School of Rock in Middletown are fine-tuning their instruments.
Yep. This from Wave 3.
And playing through the set list for the big stage at Abbey Road on the River.
All right.
I'm really excited, mainly. A little nervous, of course, because I don't think I've ever performed in front of this big of a crowd, but I'm really excited.
Yeah, so pretty cool that Abbey Road on the River obviously celebrates the music of the Beatles.
Yeah.
And it's happening over across the river there in Jeffersonville at, I think, Big Four Pavilion over there in Jeff. And for the first time, they're having the School of Rock out there.
That's fantastic. Do they have a band name or are they just going to be like the School of Rock kids?
I think it's School of Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. So School of Rock are going to play tonight and then tomorrow, F stage at 5:15.
So cool. That's a big moment for those kids.
I know.
This is giving me major Camp Rock vibes. They're getting their chance to shine.
Camp Rock and even yes. School of Rock vibes. Yes. Like with all of Jack that. Black and all those guys.
That's a great movie. Kat, put that on your list. You got to see that one.
That's on the list.
Yeah.
All right.
A long list.
On the list.
Of the ones I'm not going
to
watch.
That's your Feel Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.70JX. Ride till I can't. 99.70JX, Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road. It's Ben and Kelly, of course, Wrangler, under fire now after launching a denim collaboration with Lil Nas X. Of course, from the line there, Wrangler on my booty.
So, wait a second. Who's upset at Wrangler?
Fans of Wrangler.
Cowboys.
Oh, people who wear Wrangler jeans. Apparently now you have to fit a certain mold to be able to wear the Wrangler jeans.
Quote, true cowboys. Some of these fans are saying would never wear the new jeans or listen to Lil Nas X.
Oh my, shots fired!
Yeah, I mean,
Wrangler Nation upset. What?
Yeah, I like we did this earlier. We read some of the Facebook comments, which you can go back and you can listen on the podcast. But there are people who get so fired up over jeans that they will get on social media and yell.
So wait a second. If I'm not a cowgirl, not bona fide cowgirl, I live in the suburbs, am I not allowed to wear Wrangler jeans?
Probably not.
Uh-oh.
They're hashtag triggered.
Don't wear jeans. Wrangler Nation.
So there you go.
All right. Good to
just know. Just know that there are some people, just because Lil Nas X said Wrangler on my booty and Wrangler decided to take that and run with it.
Sure. And now all the bona fide cowboys who've been wearing Wrangler all this time are saying, nay, nay.
I may have to stop wearing W-A-R-E.
Hey, Little Nas X. Little Nas X, you are not allowed to wear our jeans. Yeah. Wrangler Nation.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I'm sure that's what it is.
I'm guessing that's what they're saying.
So there you go. Yeah, like I said, you can see the or listen to the podcast of all of the special Facebook comments that were written about that story. WDJX.com. Yes. Just click on
Maniacs, 220 plus miles an hour, and then the biggest crowd on earth.
Kissing the bricks, drinking the milk. Feels like you're in a dream.
If you win, it's going to change your lives forever.
Will Power is going to win the Indianapolis 500 mile race.
The Indianapolis 500, Sunday, May 26th, only on NBC.
One, two, three.
Boom, boom, boom.
At Aaron's, we believe good people always deserve better. That's why during Aaron's Memorial Day event, good people like you can get started leasing to own top brands like GE, Samsung, and LG with no payment till June 15th and get 6 months same as cash. There's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. So don't miss your chance to get 6 months same as cash this Friday through Monday at Aaron's. Most stores are open on Sunday and Memorial Day. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See participating store. Look out.
99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The other day, some volunteers from the Kentucky Humane Society brought some little puppies by the radio station to help, like, get us all jazzed for the Wagon Trail 5K.
And it happened to be the same day that Bluebell Ice Cream dropped by like with their new flavors.
And, ice cream
and it's like, are you kidding me right
get
now?
Get out of here.
My heart's
and
ready to explode.
Subs, literally so much freebies.
Yes.
But our point is that the Wagon Trail 5K is coming up on June 8th, and Kelly's going to be out emceeing it, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a little team. If you want to join our team and help raise the money, we've got the links up at WDJX.com. And we'll tweet it out. Too.
I think you can text the word WAG, right?
Uh-huh,
WAG?
Text, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, text us the word WAG and we'll send you the link and all that stuff.
But, so easy.
But yeah, Wagon Trail 5K coming up June 8th. And yeah, you can see some of the photos of the dogs that stopped by.
They're so cute. I didn't think they were going to leave the building because I thought PK next door was going to take them all.
Yeah, that is a worry for sure. But yeah, Instagram at 99.70JX. You want to take a look at those. Post Malone, it's 99.70JX.
Look what you made me do. I was somebody new. Oh, baby.
970 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hopefully you guys have Monday off and you are able to enjoy a nice long 3-day weekend. But obviously don't forget the reason why we have a 3-day weekend. It's for and to honor all of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice in defending our freedoms here in the United States. So,
absolutely.
So hopefully you have a good Memorial Day weekend, but take some time to pause and think of the people who have paid the price so you have that freedom.
And if you happen to see a person in uniform over the weekend, make sure you always stop and thank them for their service.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always make sure I do. My kids always do. And I don't even tell them to do it.
Right.
So, aww,
very good.
Yeah.
Parenting book for sure right there.
There you go.
Very good. Should be a fairly nice day today weather-wise. Hot, though, 92. And then tomorrow, some clouds rolling into the forecast as I'm going to be hanging out at J Mall there with some meat.
You got the meat sweats.
I got meat sweats. Yay. Tomorrow from 1 to 3. So you can stop out. You can say hey, and we'd love to talk to you there. But yeah, if you miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. We really should start naming our podcast, like, not just the date that it occurred, but like, what happened?
Like, give it, like, work in a highlight.
I think it
in
would
the
be
title
like
of that podcast.
What would today's be named?
It would be like a mother lover.
Oh my god!
Did you?
I don't know.
Did
you erase that from your memory?
I don't think I like that idea.
Is it a mother lover?
Let's just go back to the date.
Is it a mother lover crotch shot?
Oh god!
Because we had that too.
Oh wow!
We had a lot.
And then there was the Wendy's sink bath.
And Game of Thrones Facebook fights.
Sure.
So yeah, there was a lot on the show
that's
today.
Too big of a title.
You can go back and you can listen on the podcast at WDJX.com.
There is a description area where we put all that fun stuff.
So regardless of what you do this weekend, have a good weekend and be safe. And we'll talk to you.